Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Chris Gilbert, CEO of Fox Marble, on the line. Hi, Chris.
John, good morning.
Right, you've got quite an interesting RNS out this morning. Do you want to run us through it?
We do, yes. We've spent the last quite some time, maybe nearly a year now, focusing on those parts of the world where we think we can achieve volume sales of our material from our quarries in Kosovo and Macedonia. And one of the regions that we're very focused on and have been is India, which we see as being a very dynamic economy. It's growing, it's booming, and as their sort of middle class develops and becomes very aspirational, one of the things that they want as part of their sort of construction offering is European marble. They've got quite a bit of their own. And we're benefiting from that. And this first order in India, which is the first sale we've made with a large company in the north of India, which is the center of all of their marble industry, in Udaipur and around Jaipur and what have you, Mahadev Marble have taken, have entered into a sale and purchase agreement with us to take a minimum of 10,000 tons of our silver gray, our Illyrico Selene marble, which people are reacting to very strongly. It's a very, very nice, very decoratively beautiful and very strong marble that they believe they can do really well with. So they bought sample blocks last year, which we had shipped to India. They've now turned up. They've arrived in their yard. They've processed them. They are the sample control blocks to which we work when we're supplying this marble, which we're going to be doing at the rate of around 1,000 tons a month once our quarries are open after the winter shutdown, which would be in about probably about 4 or 5 weeks' time. And this is the first of what we think is going to be a very, very dynamic region for us.
Okay. I mean, just to going back a little in terms of background of the company and sort of just looking at this RNS in particular, I mean, firstly, what's the actual value of that sale and purchase agreement, and over how long does the agreement last for?
Yeah, this is a 3-year agreement. It's designed to produce just under $2 million a year, $1.8 million a year in revenue to us, based on the sort of monthly flow of material. And as I say, for the minimum 10,000 tons that they have agreed to take in the first period, they get the exclusivity for this particular material within their region, which is India itself. So it's a very significant order for us. I think it's the largest order we've had to date. So it's a first for us.
Yeah. So I mean, how does that fit in with your overall strategy globally in terms of positioning yourself as a low capex sort of production, processing, and distribution company?
Yes, we're a low cost, as you say, marble extraction and production company, because we operate in the Balkans, in Kosovo and Macedonia, where labor costs are pretty low compared to the rest of the rest of the world, I think, right now. Our strategy has developed into a situation where we are winning very, very prestigious orders for our cut and polished marble in parts of the world where we can point to very exclusive developments. They're currently all residential. So in London, in Sydney, in Beijing, in New York, we are installed in some of the most expensive and, as I say, prestigious developments in the world. And this is a calling card for our marble in those regions where we think we can sell in volume. So when we sell our blocks to India, it's because people can see this material installed in Chelsea Creek in London, or in Lily Square in London, or in the most expensive, that we've just supplied all the marble to a house that's being built on Pilot Point in Sydney, which the developers are billing as it will be the most expensive house in Australia. I'm not sure one would want to brag about that, but they are. So those wins for us give us the marketing ability to go to places like India, and we're focused on India and China and North America, oddly enough, and say, look, this is what this material represents. and people buy into it, as I say, for the aspirational quality. So that works is working quite well for us.
Yeah, so I mean, you mentioned it's quite a sizable order for you, if not your largest order to date. I mean, how is that affecting the overall size of the order book at the moment?
Well, our order book that we disclosed in our trading update in December stood at 2.9 million euros. And this, factoring the fact that the year, you know, we won't be able to start shipping until March, as I say, because of the usual winter shutdown, we've upped our order book now to, I think it's 4.1 million euros on the back of this. And that isn't obviously the entire 1.8 million. Because we're being quite conservative about how we disclose our order book. But nevertheless, it's a significant jump, and we're only in February, so we have the rest of the year in which to really build on this. This is the year, I think, where people can see that this company is going to be able to deliver what we've always said that it should do.
Yeah. I mean, do you anticipate any further orders coming from that part of the world, i.e. India itself?
Well, inevitably we do. I mean, we put a lot of work into this territory, into this whole region, and we do expect that our other material that we haven't locked up in exclusive agreements yet, like our Illyric White, which was the material that we put into Lily Square, the Big Earl's Court development that Capital and Counties are developing here in London, and such developments, we expect that material to find equal favour with other customers in India of similar size or even larger than Mahadev Marvel. This is by no means the end of the story. This is the start of the story in India, for sure.
Sure. I mean, and how are these sort of recent orders positioning you guys in relation to sort of competition out there?
Well, it's competitive in that there's a lot of marble in the world. But the marble that we have, some of it is quite scarce. We have a white marble quarry in Macedonia, and we're one of only two quarries that produce this particular white material. This is called Sivic marble. So whilst it's competitive in the sense that there are a lot of people trying to sell a lot of marble around the world, the Italians, the Greeks, and latterly the Turkish community as well, we're very well positioned in that we're in Europe. Our marble is very high quality. It's Italianate in style. It's very beautiful. And we have a lot of it. And as a low-cost producer, we have an edge. And we're not trying to be disruptive, but nevertheless, we have an edge, which means our margins are protected at the pricing levels that we can go in at. And we are the only listed marble company. I think we're the only listed marble company anywhere in the world now. We're certainly the only listed marble company on the London Stock Exchange. We're the only British company like that, and we're the only listed company investing in Kosovo at the moment. So we're unique in many aspects, and we benefit from that.
Okay, so we've seen significant progress over the last few months with the upping of the order book, so to speak. I mean, what do investors have to look forward to in 2017 from Fox Marble?
I think investors will want to see us delivering on our order book, converting our order book into sales, seeing us generate more revenue than we've done in the past, and build on the work that hasn't necessarily been visible to our investor community, or indeed anybody, over the last 12 to 18 months. And we're now starting to see the fruits of that, and the rewards will start to come through.
Chris Gilbert, CEO of Fox Marble, thank you for your time.
John, thank you.